This was before I was born. My aunt was in college in her apartment, and her roommate was out of town for the weekend. My aunt was laying on her back in the bed, and she opened her eyes, and there was a man either leaning over her from the side of the bed or either hovering over her. But either way, he was directly in her face, staring at her in her eyes. She said that he was bald, solid muscle, and where his eyes would be, it was just black. There was, you know, no actual eyeballs. There was no anything. It was just the color black where his eyes would be. And of course, she was just paralyzed, couldn't move, couldn't speak. But after a few moments, he just vanished. And all these years, it has bothered her so bad. But the weirdest part about it was whenever it happened, she called my grandmother, who lived about an hour and a half away. And my grandmother was just astonished because it had happened to my mother about 3 nights before it happened to my aunt. Several years later, whenever I was probably about 12 or 13, they were using a Ouija board and they brought up that incense. And my aunt asked who it was. And the Ouija board spelled out devil and said basically that it was the devil that was trying to scare her. And she asked if she needed to worry about it, if it would ever come back. And it said, no, God has a wall. Basically telling her that God has a wall protecting her from the devil.
Hopefully that message stays true and that they never have to experience that dark force invading their lives ever again. That's the thing with the paranormal, with ghosts, with spirits, with the devil, whatever you want to call it. These things tend to invade our privacy and our safe spaces without ever asking permission. How dare they at this day and age? You have to get permission if you're going to haunt the shit out of somebody. You know, that's just, it's just courteous. Unfortunately, I don't think they're ever going to go along with any of society's norms or notions on appropriate space between two things. If they want to invade, they're going to invade. And then it's up to us to figure out a way to deal with them. Sometimes it becomes a battle of ridding them out of our lives. But how does that always work out? Not the best always. In today's EPP bonus episode, EPP bonus episode number 244 of Real Ghost Stories Online, we're going to hear some stories about homes being invaded by, yes, you guessed it, ghosts. Now, ghosts, obviously a very broad term. Could be something living or once was living, could be something that never really was, but is there. We're going to hear about a story of a haunted piece of furniture. Have you ever had a haunted piece of furniture yourself? Well, one woman here discovers that the new vanity set that she inherits comes with far more than just good bones. Also, what causes a crucifix to be ripped from the wall of a baby's room? What kind of entity would do something like that? Also, can nightmares be omens? One listener wonders this as the terror they endure in their childhood dreams seems to play out much later in life. Great stories on today's episode. This is EPP bonus episode number 244, as I said, of Real Ghost Stories Online. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. Of ghosts interacting with one another is something that fascinates me. It's a question I ask quite often when I'm interviewing someone on our other podcast called The Grave Talks. Because sometimes you really get fascinating stories, sometimes stories that involve like a parental figure and children, spirits, all looking out for one another and interacting just as you would in real life as a parent and a child may go back and forth. Sometimes you also have good and evil. You have the good, maybe a family member, maybe a spirit, maybe a protective type entity that's in the realm. But then you have something that is also there that has no interest in protecting or helping or doing anything positive for that matter. Those are the cases that really, really captivate me, because it's a battle between good and evil in something that that we can't control or can't see. In our next story, we have one of those cases. A young girl moves into a brand new house, starts seeing and communicating with a deceased loved one, so they believe, and something else wants them to get out. The battle rages on. Is a conclusion ever met? Is there ever resolution to this situation? Take a listen. In 1978, my dad and mom purchased one of the oldest homes in our small hometown. The property is believed to have been part of a land grant by Mr. Smith around the year 1789. Part of the land was a gift to his son Robert and his wife Mary. The location was given to their daughter Rachel. Rachel and her husband William built the first house, a two-story wood frame, in the late 1800s. Her husband dies, and she marries Tom Stafford. They have a daughter, Mary Jane, who later inherits the property. The first house burned down around 1903, and a brick house was built on the same foundation by 1905. When my parents purchased a home, it was occupied by a family of caretakers. They were all so happy and excited at our new adventure our family was getting ready to embark upon. Little did I know that the events that were about to take place in that house would forever change my life and my beliefs. It all starts in the summer of 1978. I'd be starting 8th grade in the fall. It was moving day. I'll never forget how spooky that house looked as we pulled up into the driveway. It was pretty run down, but renovations were underway. I had an older brother and sister, and we were finally getting our rooms. My father bought me a beautiful bedroom suite from the 1930s that belonged to my great-grandmother. I had the bed, dresser with a mirror, and a wardrobe. The activity started in the house immediately. I had a funny feeling I was being watched. I didn't like being in my room alone. Then, it started getting worse. Every night after I went to bed, I would feel like there was someone in the room with me. The wardrobe door would start to open slowly. I'd ask my mom about it the next morning, and she'd say something like, "It's an old house, or temperature change. It could cause the wardrobe door to expand and contract." This continued every night. I began to think that I was losing it. Other weird stuff would begin to happen. Doors closing on their own, things would disappear and then reappear. We'd turn off lights before we'd leave the house and return to find them on. Mom used to fuss at us kids for leaving the attic light on, but none of us would go up there. We were all far too afraid. I had friends that came and stayed one night but never returned. I could go on and on about the crazy things I went through in that house, but there are two incidents that still stick with me this very day. The first one took place 5 years after living there. It was at nighttime, and I was talking on the phone with a friend. Mom and I were the only ones in the house. The house was dark except for the light coming from the TV in the next room. As I was talking to my friend, I looked up just in time to see a full-bodied apparition of a woman coming down the stairs. I recognized her immediately from a photo we found behind the fireplace when remodeling. It was Mary Jane. And that's where we're going to stop the preview portion of EPP bonus episode number 244 of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to hear the full thing, become an EPP, an extra podcast person, on our website, ghostpodcast.com. This may not be for you, but if you like ghost stories, if you like getting freaked out, if you're turning on ghost stories at night, falling asleep to them, or just lighting a candle and hanging out and just enjoying, you know, some good audio storytelling, you'll probably enjoy EPP bonus episodes. You get access to all 244 bonus episodes when you sign up at ghostpodcast.com or through patreon.com/realghoststories. How open-minded are you to ghost stories? If you're pretty open, this is the show for you. It help keeps our regular free program on the air throughout the week. And as a thank you, as a bonus for the $5 a month, you get all of these bonus episodes. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. $5 a month, you get the ticket, you get access to everything right there. Plus, an e-copy of our book as well. Real Ghost Stories, Haunting Encounters Told by Real People, an Amazon bestseller. It's yours free when you sign up. That's a $14 value right there for the $5 when you sign up at ghostpodcast.com. Check it out. Keep us on the air. And thanks for the support.